Good afternoon, Juno. We are back from our break and we're here having a conversation with the three distinguished women who excel in their profession as healthcare providers. We're asking a question and we would ask Kate to go ahead, ask that question again and let them respond.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sherry. So the question is asking for a little background. When you consider tonight's topic, women who break the glass ceiling, give us a little background. In other words, share how you came to decide on an aspect of this topic that specifically inspires you. It's the spark that further encourages you, gives you more boldness, causes you to continue your tireless work. And we're picking up with Faith.
As I was listening to Dr. Cindy speak earlier, talking about the struggles of being an immigrant, you know, I just want to say how wonderful it was that Senator Harris's mother had the foresight to help Senator Harris in her young days to develop her identity by raising her as a Black child and placing her or assisting her to get into a Black college. Mm-hmm. Senator Harris says having those experiences helped her to be grounded in her identity and to be grounded in who she is and to be able to, while embracing both aspects of her Jamaican and Indian heritage, that she sees herself as a Black woman. Now, in my family and friends, whether here in the US or in the UK or throughout the Caribbean, people I know, when we talk about this event, this place that we are in history, the theme among all the people I speak with is one of elation. People are so thrilled and elated that this awesome Black woman is now front and center in
yes.
the world stage.
Yes.
That she's of Jamaican and Indian heritage, we do take umbrage at those who would say she is not Black or who would question her right. identity, period.
Yeah, yeah.
She is Jamaican, therefore she has Black blood in her.
Yes, yes.
End of story.
Yes.
But without a doubt, this yes. is a Black woman and a powerful Black woman.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I agree with you, Faye, and I think that so many of us can draw parallels between our lives and her life, and many of us have that common thread. For me, well, there is that Jamaican connection, and we're both women in service-oriented vocations. We're also both women of multicultural heritage, and when I say that, I'm referencing her Jamaican and Indian heritage and growing up with African-American values.
Yes.
For me, I grew up in a Burmese household with parents who raised me with Burmese traditions while living in Jamaica, which has defined who I am today. And now most of my adult life, I have lived as an American, which also defines me. I was telling Kay, previous conversations, you know, I identify culturally as Burmese, Jamaican, and American.
Okay.
And so, and I think many of us do. I mean, if you look at Alaska Natives, Native Americans, right? They are multiracial Americans. Their ancestry is at least two or more races, but they identify themselves. They're recognized in a federal tribe, and it's similar to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank
Wonderful.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
Yes. So we're going to go on and go into another area here. So who, doctors, was your inspiration growing up as a young woman? Who inspired you? Maybe a mentor. Who inspired you?
I can say my own mother inspired
okay.
me. And she inspired me through courage. My mother was an extremely courageous woman who lost six of her children in childbirth. But she persevered And I came after those losses.
Oh, wow.
She just enjoyed life, loved her children, and always told us, just go for it. You can do whatever you want to do.
Wow.
Try it and see what happens.
Yes.
There was never any, for her, there's no shame in failure.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this saying, nothing beats a failure like a trial. At least you've tried. If you fail, you have at least tried. So that was my inspiration. As I grew and got older, of course, there were other women, and particularly in the role of education. I had a teacher who, yes, in my undergraduate, she was a great inspiration in terms of helping to frame my desire to be in the behavioral health field. So there are lots of different people, but I can point to my mother as the number one inspiration in my life.
Awesome. 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 I like that. Dr. Cindy?
I second that, Faye. For me, my inspiration growing up was my mom as well. When my family decided to leave Jamaica to move to the States, we were having a lot of political upheaval in Jamaica. And my mom decided that she wanted a better life for her family and her kids. So she left Jamaica actually ahead of the rest of us to kind of pave the way. And before my mom had gotten married, she had studied to be a nurse. And she may have practiced maybe 3 months after she got her nursing degree in Jamaica and gotten married. And she discovered that she didn't really like it. And so she went for 14 years in the travel industry. And when she moved to the States, she decided to go back into nursing. So she had to go to school. She went through all the levels, certified nurse's assistant, and she got her LPN and then her RN. And she was in the States by herself, studying, learning everything over that she hadn't looked at for 14 years. And during that time, right before she was going to take her boards for her RN, her father was murdered in Jamaica.
Mm.
And she still managed to pass her boards and get licensed.
Wow.
And then gave my dad the ultimatum. Either you're going to come up or I'm taking my kids and, you know, you can stay here, but I'm having a better life for my kids. And I admire my mom so much for the sacrifices that she made for us. And just starting over and having to really find her way after being supported by my dad,
mm-hmm.
after she was married, and being independent and living in a whole new world, so to speak.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the U.S. is so different from Jamaica. It's very small and insulated. And to come somewhere where it's so huge and kind of have to make your way and pave the way for us to be able to be successful.
I love it.
I admire that. And,
I love it.
You know, she's taught us to treat people as we would like to be treated.
Yes.
So no matter what their status in life, no, we're not better than anyone else.
Yes. Awesome. I love it. Love it. Love it. Dr. Nandy?
I would have to say my parents, because like Cindy, I'm here because they had the fortitude to leave an oppressive country, move to the Middle East, and find themselves in another area of the world that had a lot of political problems as well, and until they came to sunny Jamaica, which became my childhood home. And I had a great childhood. I had the best time growing up in Jamaica. Really, I still have strong connections to friends in Jamaica, and my childhood friends and high school friends there. And we still go back to Jamaica quite a bit over the years. But what inspires me from them is learning their values and learning to live with less. It doesn't take really much to have a good life here mm-hmm. in the United States. It really does. It doesn't. I learned my work ethics from them, and I learned that family support is so very important, and it's taught me how to be a better parent and how to raise my own family here.
It's awesome. You know, parents, mothers, fathers, we have a huge task when it comes to raising our kids. We have an influence like no other. I applaud your parents for the guidance and all that they poured into you for you to become who you are today. And that's huge. That's big. I know that they are very proud of each and every one of you. I love the fact that all of you said your mother, your father, your parents. I love it. That's awesome. And with that, we are going to go to another break and we'll be right back. I'm really enjoying this conversation, ladies.